Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. So good to be with you. You are in the right place, let me assure you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and I am glad to be back with you. The last couple of days, I hope that you've enjoyed the replays. We did a couple of them of Dear Joyce. We've had some requests over the time, and I'll get into why now, you know, a little bit more of that in the second hour. I'd like to discuss that with you, so I think that'll be important. But either way, it's so good to be with you now. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. ThePowerMall.com, you can call 877-817-9829. REM Sleep, free shipping. Take advantage of it, among other things. We'll discuss those later in the show. We want to get the second hour, more news. I'm going to talk about Joyce. I'm going to talk about a few things, so stay tuned for that. Uncle Kevin will be joining us. But right now, our first guest is coming right out of the gates. You know, I can just imagine. I'm just ready for the door to be opened. He's become one of the best and brightest guests that we have on, that we've ever had on, but certainly on a consistent basis. I just love having him on. He is a political analyst, really a geopolitical, a worldwide analyst. He's connected worldwide in the intelligence community. He's a conceptual genius in his ability to break down situations and take them to, you know, second level, third level, fourth level, analyzing it other than just what you see on mainstream, quote unquote, mainstream media, which is corporate media, agenda driven media, is profound. He's our good friend. He's author of In the Shadows of a Presidency. Daniel Estulin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Much for the invitation. Yeah, if you want to repeat that introduction again, I'll be gladly listening to it again.
Well, we try to be straightforward around here. Yes, well, thank you. Let's get to something very important. One of the biggest stories in the world. I mean, we kind of knew about it, but you know, now it's in our face, this whole situation with Google. Let's start with Google. Give us some background about it, and then we'll get into some specifics.
Well, you know, again, the Veritas and James O'Keefe, and you know, we've been there, done that, seen that. You know, got the T-shirt and the souvenir and the fridge magnet and a little plate that says, you know, whatever it is that, you know, when you go on a holiday somewhere, you get all these, you know, trinkets you put on the wall and then wonder what to do with them. So again, it's not a surprise. Google wants to change reality. Google is spying on us. But again, what most people don't understand, and I talked about this at length in my book, Trans-Evolution, The Coming Age of Human Deconstruction, which was released back in 2013 or 14, I can't remember. You know, Google is not a lovey-dovey, cute little company with a funny name. It's a fierce, aggressive, predatory corporation. In fact, it's not Google, but Google, G-O-O-G-O-L, excuse me, is a word invented in 1938 by a nine-year-old Milton Sirota, who's a nephew of a famous American mathematician, Edward Kastner. Now, Google, again, G-O-O-G-O-L, it's not a number picked out of a hat. It's an infinite number, a one followed by 100 zeros. Now, infinity has no limits, but then neither does Google, or did you truly think that the owners of the company simply pulled this lovey-dovey cute name out of the hat? Remember, limitless anything spells control. And corporations exist for the sake of profit. And Google is also an integral part of the United States security apparatus. It collects and integrates everything that's already in the Google ecosystem. Messages, activities, calendar, location data, search preferences, contacts, personal habits based on Gmail chatter, search queries, etc., etc. So this information is excuse me, processed, analyzed, and then stored for later use. Again, Google equals infinity equals control. If you go back a few years, in January 2012, Google announced plans to integrate users' information across all their systems, meaning Gmail, YouTube, you know, Google search engine, and 57 other Google services. A lot of them no longer exist, been integrated into other systems, but they existed, and they still exist as part of the system. Google Chat, GTalk, remember GTalk? Google
Yes.
News, Google Maps, Google Music, Google Finance, Google Checkout, which was, you know, PayPal competitor. Center, and also Google Video. And that was like, you know, back in 2012. Another of Google's toys back then were Google Goggles, which, you know, kind of went the way of the dodo bird. But again, what was that? It's augmented reality, which is what they're bringing back today, and which is what, you know, James O'Keefe on the Veritas Project is, you know, telling us that these people are into. And so the product allows a user to take a picture of a picture. It will tell you everything, anything anyone needs to know about this picture, except in the very near future, you'll be able to do that because we're going towards the sixth technological advancement within the fourth industrial revolution, which is the world of virtual reality. Well, you have stuff implanted in your brain. You'll be able to do that stuff without having Google glasses. You know, everyone will want to know what your phone sees, and that's why your telephones have such, you know, amazing quality. Not because, you know, I don't care if it's Samsung or whoever it is, wants you to take, or Apple, wants you to take wonderful pictures of your granny. No, because they want to know what it is that you're seeing. So they will encourage you to use it. You know, scan barcodes, people, places, and the unilateral identification of different images, be it things and actions, which is, again, augmented, annotated reality. How can they do all this stuff? Because they own different systems, such as Picasa, for example. Remember that? Which is an image viewer for organizing and editing digital photos. They've, you know, gone beyond that. But that was the start. Now, when you combine that with face recognition technology, the Chinese are really good at it right now. Google, which is a Bilderberg Influence Corporation, has the technology to instantaneously recognize, identify, process, and also catalog everyone who is in these photographs. You know, again, how many people have read the terms of services for Google Mobile? Zero. That's why it's, you know, small print. You can't see it, and there are lots of pages. People said, no, I just want to do the pictures and play the video games, etc. Now, what it says is that you, the consumer, give them Google permission and the right to keep a permanent record, store, archive, and resell your location and any other information that they find useful. And since GPS and also, remember Skyhook? Okay. They're now on everyone's phones. Obviously, I'm talking about GPS. They always know your location within 3 meters. And when we wonder, how is it that the American drones can kill someone, you know, tens of thousands of kilometers away, some guy sitting on a camel in the middle of the desert? Well, we know how it's done. Another revolutionary product, remember Google TV? Now, how many people know that Google is also working with Logitech, Sony, and Dish Networks to create a new series of applications? Now, why is this important? Because these are Bilderberg-affiliated corporations. Google will know when you sleep, when you wake up, when you watch pornography on your TV, or whatever it is that you see while sitting in front and doing whatever it is that you do, supposedly in the privacy of your home. What you watch says a lot about you. How much time you spend watching TV says even more about you. When you get home says a lot about you. These kind of habits, they catalog, which is why, again, they know everything about you. And what few people know is that in March 2012, Google filed a petition for, now get this, advertising based on environmental conditions using temperature, humidity, light, and air composition. Translation. Google is planning to use the ambient background noise of a person's environment to build a psychological profile of your entire life. In other words, opening a Pandora's box of surveillance opportunities. This is what they do. Now, why do they need to know so much about you? Control and power. The more they control the population, the more powerful they are. So Google is no longer a company, even a mega corporation. They have become, for all intents and purposes, an all-seeing eye. Yes, what, you know, conspiracy theorists like to call the new world order. Not quite, you know, but you could see it from there. And now, Google isn't the only ones doing it. Verizon, you know, back about 6 years back, if I'm not mistaken, filed a patent for, guess this, gesture recognition technology, and now we're seeing it working, you know, but we're talking about fake news. We can physically change what somebody's saying based on this gesture recognition technology. What does this all mean? That this would mean that your TV would effectively spy on you 24/7, predict your reactions, your habits, and also with all the virtual stuff they're doing right now, they'll be able to implant stuff on your head and make you do things that you really don't want to do. Now, if you remember, the former CIA director, David Petraeus, he lauded this development as transformational because, according to him, it would open up a world of new opportunities for clandestine tradecraft, or if you translate it into English, it would make it easier for intelligence agencies and governments to spy on us. Now, do you remember, Daniel, once upon a time, long time ago, spies had to place a bug in your, you know, chandelier to hear your conversations. Now, with the rise of smart home, you'd be sending tagged geolocated data that a spy agency can intercept in real time when you use the lighting application on your phone or adjust your living room's ambiance. Okay, I'm not saying this. Wired magazine said that way back when. So you have items of interest will be located, identified, monitored, and remotely controlled through technology such as radio frequency identification, sensor networks, tiny embedded servers, and energy harvesters, all connected to this next generation internet using abundant low-cost and high-power computing, the latter, now going to cloud computing in many areas, greater and greater supercomputing, and ultimately heading to a quantum computing. The Chinese are already working on that.
Right. So
Petraeus told attendees at a meeting for the CIA's nonprofit venture capital firm, InQtel. Now, you don't see this on mainstream news, but this is the reality. So when Project Veritas comes out, you know, and gives us this information, you know, we've known about this for a very long time. Now we have physical proof, documented evidence, you know, and a cult video that they took of someone saying this. Okay, but we know this, and we understand that this is the reality of the world we're living in today.
I am, we are 10 minutes into the show, and you've been talking about, you know, 9 minutes or so. I am blown away. No, I didn't mean it that way, Daniel. I am blown away by your ability to analyze in conceptually, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold right there.
We got to get to these questions. I have to ask you this before you go on another pathway here.
Tangent.
Well, no, it's not a tangent. I mean, this is vitally important information. We're talking about James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, who had whistleblowers come to him, and you use this phrase as the same thing that this whistleblower did. Google wants to, quote, change reality. That was extremely creepy. And then you also said that Google is basically a front, or in bed with, certainly, U.S. security, maybe other governments, I don't know. The question I want to ask you is, if Google's wanted to push reality, change reality, create a new reality, put us into a new reality, whatever you want to say, the U.S. Security network is the one that they're in bed with. Who is driving that new reality? Who is it that is pushing this agenda?
Again, we're not talking about Bilderberg, not talking about Trilateral Commission. These are on a very operative level. If you look at a kind of, you know, structural pyramid of conceptual reality, meaning not the day-to-day stuff that, you know, spooks do. They draw diagrams. This guy knows that guy. That guy went to school there. He met these other people. They belong to this club together, which means that, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not interested in that kind of stuff. Conceptual intelligence means you're in a satellite flying, you know, 200 kilometers above planet Earth, and you take everything in at the same time, which makes it a very different kind of reality. So if you actually go up a few levels and you forget about James O'Keefe, you understand where we're going with this stuff. It's easy to understand that, again, if you want to control society, you need to control the economics, the finances, you know, the groupthink, and the politics. You can't have politics without the, you know, the economy, and all that stuff, again, above that, because it goes much faster, is a technological advancement. So before any political decisions, you're going to have technological decisions and technological advancement. And what we're going towards, again, is mundo, is the world, sorry, speaking Spanish, of you know, it's better than speaking Russian, no, I guess, virtual reality. And virtual reality is this virtual world, is where only one country today belongs. So that's the United States, because to be part of this virtual reality world, you need first, you know, post-technological control. You need to have conceptual idea of where you're going, and also, obviously, the technology to be part of the virtual reality world. And the United States is the only country who can do this. So the drivers of this on a supranational level are obviously American-based. But, you know, if you kind of think of this world of alternative reality, as Google puts it, you know, let me give you a very simple example that people can understand. You know, think of advertising, what things you see on television. You know, because again, it takes you into this world of alternative reality. You know, what is advertising? It's a process of manufacturing glamour, okay? The state of being envied is what constitutes glamour or glamour. Advertising, then, is about the solitary happiness that comes from being envied by others. Don't tell me that's not an alternative reality. But envy has a dark side, which largely has been lost to the 21st century thought. You know, since medieval times, envy has been considered the major term for identifying the causes of human suffering. It's like despair. Envy derives from the separation of the person from the object of desire, and combined with a sense that one is powerless to attain what is desired. So in envy, the urge to reach out becomes the urge to destroy. That's why people love watching things about the rich and famous, because it's a life that they can never afford to ever be part of. But they want to see what these people do. They want to envy them. And it's also the despair and the urge, again, to reach out. And that's why we love to see these people, you know, fall flat on their face. And yet, at the heart of this hatred lies the remarkable depth and simplicity of human longing, longing for life, for ideals, for values, vitality, and love. It's a longing for connection, a longing for beauty. It's a longing that projects itself optimistically through symbols, through images, and also idealized concepts. In other words, advertising is the consumer culture's version of mythology. No society exists without some form of myth. Thus, it is not very surprising that a society which is based on the economy of mass production and mass consumption will evolve its own myth in the form of a commercial. And like myth, it touches upon every facet of life, and as a myth, it makes use of the fabulous in its application to the mundane. And again, if we go back to the world of Google, this is exactly what they're doing, but on a conceptual basis. And again, I talk about this at length in my book on Tavistock Institute.
Okay, a couple of questions. Let me get these questions in. I think they're important. You mentioned, you really broke down the nature of advertising. That was genius. If anybody wants to go back and understand what's being done to them, go back and listen to about 30 seconds he described that. There's an X-Files episode where one of the characters that Mulder knew in the past was contacting himself and Scully from supposedly a computer server, that his soul, his essence, who he was, whatever, something, his information, his brain, was captured and put into this server, into an alternate reality, and he was screaming back to the quote-unquote real world where Mulder was, saying, get me out of here, don't let him go into this, stop this. Is that a prediction, is that a warning to us of where these people, these Google, these people behind Google, these advertisers, these mythology creators, these new world creators, is this where they want this to go?
I mean, I don't know, because again, it's evolving as we speak, and in the end, we may end up in places we don't want to be. Hey, let me give you an example of what I mean. You know, when they first invented an airplane, right? I mean, there's certain things that they could predict, such as, for example, you know, this thing is going to fly from point A to point B. It's going to be faster than, you know, walking or biking or trotting, you know, on a mule. And eventually, they could also foresee that somebody's going to drop bombs on somewhere else far away and kill some, you know, strange-looking people with towels commercials and ads that they don't like. What nobody could predict is that these things called airplanes are eventually going to lead to globalization and mass global tourism, which is going to change the face of humanity. You know, so I'm going on holidays next week for a month, and I'm taking an airplane and flying to parts unknown, okay? But the point is that it changed how we understand the world, and it changed the world around us. So this is exactly what's going to happen because, again, technology drives everything else. Technology comes before the political decisions, before the economy, before business, before the finance, etc. And it's based on the technological advancements. Everything else actually takes shape. So, again, we don't really know. But what I can tell you, you know, if you kind of look at it as some kind of a, you know, again, going back to what I was explaining about advertising, it, you know, think of it as a black hole, okay? And into this black hole, dubbed by advertising's exploitation of so many ideal images, steps, you know, any religion that promises to cut through the cycle of idolatry and connect us with the one great ideal that transcends all others. And that's where people come in and say, hey, you know, I'm going to give you what you want. You know, vote for me and, you know, this is going to be a different world. I don't care if it's Donald Trump. I don't care if it's Bill Gates or, you know, if it's the Apple people. It doesn't make any difference. So what are these ideals? God, immortality, cosmic consciousness, enlightenment, you know, the spirit world, the deep self, or whatever name it has. So in using techniques that are fundamentally religious, which is what it is, advertising and military-industrial complex, you know, and global planners on a supranational level inadvertently advertise religion. And so that's what you look at because, again, you know, when you start going into this, get me back to this world, you know, the X-Files. I don't have television. I don't watch television. But, you know, I know what the show is about. So the point is that, again, somebody's going to step into this reality and create a parallel reality, which is what they're doing now, which is what Google is doing. And my question is, you know, because, again, I spent many years in military counterintelligence, and I understand how the world works on a conceptual level. My question is, what we're hearing today from Veritas, are they exposing this really, or is this the actual message that Google wanted them to carry and give to the public and present as supposed investigative journalism, but in fact the message that they themselves wanted out there? Do you understand?
I completely understand. I've asked myself the same question.
I don't know the answer to that.
Yes, I don't either. I mean, I have these all these incidences that we see in the public consciousness, whether I'm for them or against them, what's the other side? What's the other angle? I got an important question to ask you when we get back. We got a lot to talk about. Iran, certainly. Daniel Esselin, my gosh, English.danielesselin.com. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Well, I pretty much spent that break getting a glass of water and having my wheels spin in my brain processing what just happened in the last 30 minutes. Daniel Estulin is with us, author of In the Shadows of a Presidency, discussing Google. This last week it came out really what we suspected, kind of what we've known. People like Daniel certainly know. I mean, this is what we've told you for years now, right? You know this. You know what Google is. You know this apparatus and everything that's coming around you, or you instinctually know it. But now Project Veritas is putting out their proof positive. Here's the evidence. Yes. Yes. Everything you suspected and more is what's going on at Google. Daniel asked a question before the break. Was this on purpose? Do they want this out there? Is this disclosure? Is this trying to get us in their mind? These are unbelievable questions. Quickly, thepowermall.com. We got free shipping on REM Sleep. We have also a special because of July 4th, my book, Forever 1776. Any purchase over $50, you get a free book because then we can ship it right together and there are no other shipping costs. So any order over $50, you get a free copy of the book. Ladies and gentlemen, I've talked about the book before. It's fantastic. It's so needed, this ethic, this moral of who we are. Because really, that's to me, that's what this discussion is with Google. Call the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Who are you? Do you have a spiritual, universal energy inside you from God, from your creator? Or are you a created, controlled being at the behest of Google? That's really, ladies and gentlemen, that is the future. That, can you answer that question? That's the way I see it. Forever 1776 hopefully will help you to understand that. Getting back to Daniel, how should we take all this information? Because some people are probably listening, they're probably freaked out of their mind.
Well, you know, again, the thing is that it's not about disconnecting yourself from the internet or going live somewhere in the wilderness. It silly, makes no sense. I mean, the world has this funny way of you know, finding a way to get into your face. It's understanding conceptually where we are as society. Okay, Google is there. They've been doing this for a long time. Their power is only going to get greater because, again, it's part of the military-industrial complex. I mean, Google is not a private corporation. They're a corporation working for and and in every way, shape, and form for the United States government. That's an extension of the government itself. So, needless to say, all of these corporate, not only Google, we can talk about Apple. We can talk about
again. Let me interrupt you. I have to interrupt you there. Again, what you just said, what you are telling me, or what I'm taking away as I'm listening to this, is that the United States government, the deep state, elements of it, the CIA, whatever, the United States government on some level is trying to manipulate reality to control me. That's what you just told me.
Well, it's not only the United States government. The Chinese are doing the same thing, and everybody wants to do the same thing. If you're a government, you want to control. You want to know what people are doing. You want to know what they're thinking. You want to make sure that they never rise up against you. So to do that, they need all this other stuff, all the, flim-flam, all the bells and whistles. You know, they need to entertain you with Kim Kardashians and soap opera dramas on television, whether it's, Brad Pitt or his ex-wife, whatever her name is, or any of these other characters. We need all this stuff. We need to regurgitate it. We need to see it over and over again. And again, it's on a generational level. If you go back to the people who, went through war, Second World War, be it in Russia, in the Soviet Union, in the United States, it was a completely different generation of people. It was a generation of people based on a different reality and concept of what they are as people. It's about ethics and values, something that we don't have today, which is one of the reasons, caught my eye, this thing that I saw today, this YouTuber influencer. It's like an influencer is a new word. Like YouTuber before YouTube didn't exist. YouTuber to me is a guy who has no job, no studies, just sits in front of the computer, does some stupid stuff that nobody else, would do in a humane, normal, sane society, and makes a lot of money. There's all kinds of people out there, such as PewDiePie, the Swedish guy. I think he's like 24, 25 years old, who plays video games and makes $15 million a year. Now, you juxtapose that against, what scientists, astrophysicists make, and you realize that, we're living in a parallel reality where people who should be in a zoo selling tickets are making, quadrillions of dollars, and people who actually move society forward, improving the lives of people per square kilometer of space against nature, are actually living in poverty and misery. And maybe not so much in the United States, but certainly in other parts of the world.
All the mothers that have been telling their children how wasteful video games are just gasping right now after you said how much that guy made from playing video games.
Well, I mean, there's people. I only know one guy, not that I know him, because I've seen him. The Swedish guy, and again, Sweden, Finland, Norway, the Scandinavian countries, they're the epicenter, the ground zero for all, mindless, Tavistockian, mind control and people control experiments. And, I was telling you before the show that I don't pay attention to this stuff, but, on my Twitter feed, this thing came up today that this YouTuber from New York by the name of Desmond Etika Amofao, or however you pronounce his name, they fished him out of the river, and, the New York PD, they said he committed suicide. And then, I didn't even know that this guy existed up until about 10 minutes ago. So I went online, I clicked on his Twitter thing, and I was shocked by the kind of stuff that's there. And if people are interested, just look this guy up. Desmond Etika, E-T-I-K-A, and whatever, however you pronounce his last name with too many syllables and not enough vocals. But anyway, it's the part of this degenerate culture we're seeing today where people use bad language, bad spelling, bad grammar. People who never went to school and not educated don't know anything at all about anything, but sit there and try to, you know, one-upmanship with these other degenerates out there. Now, you kind of, again, why am I talking about this? Because it all fits into this bigger picture conceptually of what we are as humanity, where we are going as a human race. If you think about it, you know, life is the power of the universe. And the only other thing greater than life is the power of the human mind. So how does the human race survive in this age of, you know, depleting resources, and not only natural resources, but also human resources? And how do we develop the future of humanity? Now, when you start asking yourself these kinds of metaphysical questions, you come up with some interesting stuff. For example, each generation of humanity should be an improvement over the preceding generations in terms of power, in terms of understanding, and in terms of culture. You know, I'm 52 years old, and, you know, we have to sooner or later pass off the proverbial baton to the next generation of nincompoops. Because what are they going to do with this world? You know, because, again, if you're looking in the terms of humanity from, you know, from understanding of the power of the human mind and the concept divine spark of reason. Because, you know, then, Daniel, mankind has a sense of dynamic moving forward from generation to generation. But today, you know, people are part of this no future society. That's why you have the YouTubers and influencers, male or female, who don't know how to do anything at all. I mean, they understand sex, but that's the only thing they understand. Now, why is that? One of the reasons is education.
Let me ask you something right there before you, I think this is an important question. And I'm going to go back. You mentioned government, you know, watching us. Government always wants to control. They want to make sure you're not going to rise against them. Okay. There's a difference between watching somebody to make sure there's nothing criminally going on and manipulating them or creating an alternate reality that totally controls them and changes them. That's two different things.
The world is controlled. In every level, in every sense, you know, be it physical control, be it emotional control, you know, be it telegenic control, however you want to look at it, it's all about control.
You talked about this media, and I'm going somewhere. I think I am, anyway. The media and this alternate reality, Google is at the heart of this, the tip of the spear of this. You talked about the future of humanity. Okay, the future of humanity is in our children, or used to be. You used to say, you know, the children are our future. That spark, their future, what you teach them, their minds, their creativity, the genius, the creator within them, all these things makes up the future of humanity, or at least used to. What you have told me, as I'm listening to this, pretty eloquently, in a very high level, I'm so high I'm probably going to have to go back and listen to this again,
Me too.
That they're taking away everything they're doing is taking away the God-given, creator-given, universal-given, divine spark that is in us so that we cannot dictate our own future anymore, so that future will be dictated to us.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, again, we can start with education. The proper purpose of education is not to prepare the young for some, you know, predetermined social status in adult life. The only moral purpose of education, the word is moral purpose of education, is to develop an entire population up to the level of scientific and moral knowledge necessary not only to perpetuate society at no less than its present level of power in the universe, but to carry the process of development of the entire population a step upward. So on a moral level, the purpose of education is to develop the cognitive potential of each and every person up to that standard of quality as a citizen. And the purpose of education is to affirm the universality of humanity and to accomplish this through embodying the history of the discovery of universal ideas.
My God,
but we
Daniel,
don't have that system in place.
My God, what you just said...
Let me just finish my train of thought. We don't have the system in place. Why? Because, you know, first of all, the education is outcome-based education, which is degeneracy. And also because people around the world believe that the population exists as slaves for their convenience. They don't want us to get smart and figure out that they don't own us. The power of the kings comes from the willingness of the masses in allowing them to be our kings. So empire is not some king sitting on a gold-plated throne. Empires are above kings. It is a system control. It is a control of everything, you know, by this moneyed system, by international financial system, controlled by international bankers. So, you know, if people are to participate in self-government, they must participate in the ideas by which society is self-governed. And this would mean the end of oligarchy. Because nations, Daniel, who foster the creative mental development of their population, produce a people who will not tolerate oligarchic forms of rule indefinitely. Only illiterate, technologically backward boobs will. You know, the YouTubers, influencers. In fact, there's little doubt that illiteracy and technological backwardness are contributing causes for the emergence of oligarchical rule. So again, you know, to summarize, it's a moral problem, a problem of mankind's destiny. Because every generation, which I said earlier about passing off the baton, every generation must advance beyond that of the preceding generation. And that hope that will happen should be what's on the mind of the person who is dying of old age, that their life has meant something because it laid the foundation for a better life that they knew. Which brings me to another topic.
I have to say something. I'm sorry I keep interrupting, but my God, you said a lot of profound things on this show. I mean, a lot of profound things. What you just said about education and our continuous, and I tried to write it down. You said the only moral purpose of education. So that was interesting because that belies the idea that education has other purpose than just moral purpose. And that's what's going on in America. But anyway, the only moral purpose for education is the knowledge to perpetuate and enable the development of humanity upward. The knowledge to perpetuate society as it is to the level it's achieved. It's unbelievable.
What it means, we're talking about immortality. Because that's what it's about. As if you die, what is the meaning of your life?
Yes.
And it is this perception, this understanding of oneself and what it is to be human, which defies a moral society, which is the willingness to die if necessary for one's nation in order to perpetuate these values for future generations of humanity and also to honor the previous generations which have given us these gifts to share. And
that's why
we, as the Soviet Union, won World War II, because we were willing to die for the right causes and we were not afraid. And that's what the Nazis couldn't understand. Now, the problem in politics is very few politicians have a sense of that kind of personal immortality. And most of them are a failure because often when they come to a point of a decision and a politician knew that this decision was important for humanity, he or she sacrificed humanity for the sake of either his vanity or his short-term personal advantage.
Oh my God, that's wrong
because our mortal life has a beginning and an inevitable end. Now, what then is our immortal interest in being a person? Now, all of the leaders of society, especially in times of crisis, and we are definitely living through times of crisis, are leaders because they measure up to some approximation of that standard. And in good education, especially in good moral education, which is why I keep harping on moral education, we educate our children and others to understand that principle of immortality, because when we generate and transmit discoveries of principle to our children, to those who come later, we live forever in the history of mankind.
Our
mortal existence is no longer a matter of a beginning and an end. Our mortal existence is a place in eternity from which we radiate the experience of generations before us and also radiate our existence into the future. And thus, we, the people of the planet Earth as a whole, not as Americans or Canadians or French, we become the immortal children of the creator of the universe. And for that, We need technological progress. We need scientific progress. And we need cultural progress, not merely to become richer or more powerful or have an additional trinket, okay, that Kim Kardashian will approve of, but because we need to be immortal, something that she will never be, as no animal can be also, because we need to participate in the discovery and application of universal physical principles that no animal could do. And when we find our motivation and our morality in that, we as people become morally invincible.
I am freaking blown away right now. My mind is going to... What you just said, immortality becomes your understanding of your place in this creation. And once you see that, and you see it, why do you think, ladies and gentlemen, that they're teaching six-year-olds about transgenderism? It's mother, it's father, it's boy, it's girl. It's teaching them. They grow up to be mother and father. The next step, to break that chain of creation, to break the whole basis of biblical society, man, woman, children, the future, grandma, grandpa, why do you think they're attacking all of this? Why do you think this must be rejected like your life depends on it, like your eternity depends on it, like your immortality depends on it? And these people, and anybody who wants to teach a six-year-old, my God, about transgenderism, ugh. How in the world do you let your child go to a school that does that? You are risking your whole immortality.
Because exactly, these people don't know anything, don't understand the concept of immortality. You know, without love of justice and love of truth, there's nothing of value within us. In our civilization, all persons who radiate that sense of immortality to others have a touch of immortality. Okay, and if you kind of look around, that, you know, politically speaking, globally, okay, you could easily say that most of these leaders, I don't care whether it's presidents of countries or, you know, they can hardly be considered humans from the perspective of human representing a greater good of humanity, because that's what it's about. It's a greater good of humanity. It's sacrificing yourself for the good of humanity, and in order to survive, our society, not the United States, but the society as a whole, must rediscover political virtue and courage. And the opportunity is here and now amidst the tempest, and we must, absolutely must, take it and do something with it, which is why, again, when I see these YouTubers drowning themselves because it's a no future generation, okay, you realize what the elite has done globally is exactly why Google's and all these other corporations are making as much money as they are, because death and destruction and despair are far more profitable than, you know, immortality.
Oh, my God. Daniel, we only have a few more minutes. I'm going to repeat it. You've said a lot of profound things on the show. This interview is probably the most profound interview I've ever had.
You know, I was actually talking about other stuff. You called me 10 minutes before the show, so you're responsible, because in the end I was going to talk about financial markets and gold and all that other stuff. And you want to talk about this profound stuff, so here you go.
Well, thank you for that. I'm not taking credit for it. I am blown away. You have encapsulated something that I certainly feel, and I try to get. I hope the Power Hour audience, God Almighty, we just have a few minutes. I do have to ask you, why did Trump stop the attack on Iran?
You know, we discussed this a lot way back when I talked about who Trump is, but you know, very, very briefly, because as you said, we have just a couple of minutes left. Trump is not so much the president of the United States as he is the president, but he's not. He's the representative of an alternative group who is there to dismantle the liberal banking financier, you know, global order based on, you know, concept which we see does not exist and doesn't work, infinite growth on a finite planet. Okay, so all these liberal bankers, Wall Street, financial institutions, governments, Silicon Valley and Hollywood and intelligence agencies and the Soroses and et cetera, and the Clintons, they are all the enemies. But also globally, you know, Canada, European Parliament, NATO alliance, G7, you know, the presidents and prime ministers, chancellors of, you know, Germany and England and France, etc. They're all Trump's enemies, not because traditionally they've been enemies, but rather because Trump is the enemy of the liberal banking system and the entire global system, beginning in 1913, but let's just talk about 1944 when Bretton Woods agreement was signed, is under the control of these liberal banking financiers. And when I say that, I don't mean the Democratic Party. Globally, the entire system, the Democrats and the Republicans in the United States, the conservatives and liberals in Canada, the same thing in Europe, you know, because again, remember the Bushes voted for Clinton. They're all part of the system, which is the antithesis of what Trump is trying to do.
Okay,
because
so
Trump became president with the objective of destroying the petrodollar system, which is the system of his enemies, and dismantling Bretton Woods. And one of the things about why did Trump stop? Well, first of all, because he's surrounded by traitors. You know, Bolton, we talked about this before. Bolton, you know, Abrams, Pompeo, they're all part of the, CIA apparatus, the intelligence apparatus, the deep state apparatus, you know, the ex-cohorts of, you know, the Bush father and the Bush son shenanigans. So, again, they're doing everything in their power to dismantle Trump's presidency. And Trump was smart enough to realize that. He understood it before, but now he publicly came out and said it. Well, that's one. But also, let me tell you something else. And again, we've discussed this before, way, way, way back when. I think that Donald Trump and the mullahs in Iran are on the same wavelength. I think there's a conspiracy in a positive sense of the word between them. Because, you know, if you have some kind of a conflict, again, not real conflict, but, you know, they may lob a few missiles and et cetera, oil is going to go to $200, $300 a barrel. Now, allegedly that's bad for the United States, okay? But
about
which United States? Because Trump is the enemy of the liberal banking financiers, the parasites who need cheap oil. So the oil is going to go up to $200 or $300 or $1,000 a barrel. It's going to destroy the parasites, the Wall Street and the banking institutions, etc. And to Trump, it's just perfectly fine because these are his enemies. Okay? So, again, people are going to say, what, the Americans and the Iranians? And I remind you of Iran-Contra, 1979-1980. Okay? The hostages, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, etc., etc. Okay? Without going into the details, people understand. Okay? They conspired once, and they have absolutely no doubts at all that Trump may very well conspire again because it's in the interests of the people behind Donald Trump because Trump is not a person. I don't mean he's an extraterrestrial. He's a project of
okay.
an alternative group, which is why, again, high oil prices are great for industrialists because whether it's Clinton represents the liberal banking financiers, these
Daniel,
are people putting
the
numbers
music.
On the computer screens.
Okay.
Represents the industrialists and the isolationists. And they need high oil prices because development,
stay
research
tuned,
and development
gentlemen.
Is expensive. And so again, this is what's happening in Iran.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY.